Okay. So, you were in the hospital and the staff was able to put you under so that they can perform the remainder of the biopsies. Can you tell us, please, what your team looked like? Because I'm sitting here and I'm hearing you mentioned your doctor, your surgeon, the oncologist, the radiologist. I mean, walk us through the role of your team and your care.
Okay, I sure will do that.
Thank you.
Right now, I'm at the hospital, so I haven't been diagnosed yet, so I don't have the oncologist. I haven't gotten to the point of meeting the oncologist.
Okay.
We're still at the surgeon, and we're still trying to get diagnosed, right?
Oh, wow. So we're still at the very beginning.
We're still at the very beginning.
Okay.
Because they have to do the biopsy in order to find out what it is. If it's malignant, if it's benign,
okay.
If it's malignant, what the stage is,
okay. Oh,
you know, how
okay.
bad it is,
right,
which
right.
one, and so that's right. where we are with that.
Right, okay, that makes sense. Thank
and
you.
And that is done right. by the radiologist. That's why the biopsy, when the biopsy is done,
okay.
The pathologist and the radiologist are the ones that read that and give you the diagnosis.
Right, now tell me,
and the results.
Tell me the difference in roles between the radiologist and the pathologist.
That I can't tell you. I think
okay.
they operate the same
okay,
way.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Okay.
I just know they are the ones that read the test.
Okay. The test results from the biopsy.
Yes, the
Got
test results. And they,
okay.
they give you, they put it in writing what
okay.
they see
okay.
and what they think. They give their opinion of what's going on.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and okay. what they see on the biopsy, what the test showed.
Okay.
Okay.
So then now we're at the point where the test are being read to you? Or what?
No, okay. well actually when they did the biopsy, they were able to get the biopsies done in both breasts because they were able to give me medicine. I was not put out. I was there.
Okay.
I mean, I could hear and I could see and I could talk.
Hmm.
So they didn't knock me out completely. They just sedated me.
Oh.
But what
which
was
is like
funny,
somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I was very, you know, sedated. I could talk and I could hear.
But you couldn't feel the pain, though.
Oh, no. Well, that was the thing. He was about to use the same lidocaine, and the anesthesiologist, that's
right.
another staff,
right.
the anesthesiologist is the one that controls the anesthesia
right.
to put you to sleep
Got
or
you.
Sedate you.
Right, that makes sense.
That's
okay.
why I was in the hospital. And you have to be in the hospital setting in order to get that type.
Got
okay,
it.
Okay, you can't just be in a medical center.
Because
right?
right.
anything could happen, like
right.
Michael Jackson, because they're using propofol.
Okay.
And so, but they don't give you a lot to, for me, they didn't knock me all the way out.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
But the doctor, it was amazing because the hospital staff, they knew what I had been through, and they knew why I was there, and they knew that I couldn't tolerate a whole lot of pain. So
right.
they were stocking up on all the lidocaine and whatever they were used and had to use, right? So I'm feeling comfortable that, okay, they know
they
I...
They know you.
Yeah,
right.
they know I have to have some extra dosage of
right,
something, right?
right?
Even though I have the anesthesiologist here, and she's sedating me, but I you know, that doesn't have anything to do with the feeling.
Right. Right.
So, but anyway,
okay.
When the staff got me all prepared and they said, okay, your radiologist is so-and-so and so-and-so, and he's on his way in, and I'm thinking, okay, didn't remember the name. And I said, I wonder if it's the same one. She said, yeah, I think it's the same one that did your biopsy before. And I said, uh-oh, he's going to be really mad at me. I remember saying that.
right.
I remember saying that. And she said, the nurse said, well, we'll see if he comes in, if he has his armor guard on, we'll see if he remembers you.
Okay.
And sure enough, when the radiologist came in, I looked at him and I said, oh, he's the same one.
Mm.
And he said, yes, I remember you. And he comes over there and he gets the same lidocaine.
Damn, I'm sorry.
And I said, wait a minute. I said, you're using lidocaine again? And the anesthesiologist said, okay, you're using what? And he told her and she said, I have something stronger than that.
Mm.
And I didn't even wait for him to respond. I said, go get it.
Right. Because we are not doing this,
no,
this again.
No,
no, no, no, no, no.
And she said, you want it? I said, yes, I do want it. And
right.
she galloped out of that room because that's how she was. She was a long leg Caucasian lady.
Okay.
And that's when she first came in. It was hilarious because she galloped in there with her machine and she was saying, "We're gonna take care of you. I'm gonna fix you up."
Right.
And so when I told her to go get whatever it was, she galloped out of there. She went and got it and came back and handed it to the doctor. And I said, "Thank you so much." And guess what it was?
What?
Morcaine.
Okay.
Morcaine.
Now, what is morcaine?
Morcaine is much stronger than lidocaine. Okay. You will not feel anything.
Okay.
So that's what he used, the morcaine. I made a note, mental note, to remember what that drug was because I'm going to request it from now on.
Right.
If I ever have to have anything else again.
Right.
Get the morcaine. Get the morcaine.
Let's just jump right on over here.
Right. So anyway.
So cool.
We got done with that and I got the results back. In fact, I was at work when I got the actual writing on paper that the biopsy showed that there was, I read the pathologist
report,
and at the bottom it says possibility of malignancy.
Hmm.